and the head chopped in half with an axe, and skinned, the scale skinned the best you could, and all of this thrown into a big stew pot with the backbone. After the it had been stewed where the meat would drop from the bones, the thing was strained through a colander. The stock was saved, the bucket under the colander catching the stock. The whole mess of the other was put on a table, and with your fingers you picked through, finding the larger pieces of meat, which you put into your stock pot. This made a delicious chowder. And since freezing has come into use, this stock chowder could be saved, and months later, with other fish, you could make a fish chowder using the drum stock as your main stock for your chowder.
What other kinds of dishes were...
Speckled trout, saltwater speckled trout are a favorite. They will take artificial bait. They will take live baits, shrimp, minnows, or whatever. And they run sometimes in school, sometimes singularly. Often in shallow water they feed. Again, they'll feed in the deepest of waters. The channel bass, of course, were another fish that you catch similar to the trout, but particularly in shallow water, except during the fall of the year, when the larger sizes will come in the middle of the river in the deepest water, and they will be rode, as we say, full rode, coming in to lay their eggs, ranging in size from 20 to 45 pounds. But few people know how to catch them in the fall of the year. The usual way for channel bass is to fish in the ocean breakers with a line thrown out into the breakers. Sheep's head, a bottom fish that feeds on barnacles, on fiddler crabs, or on shrimp bait sometimes, is another very popular fish. And the three-quarter pounders, the half-pounders, the frying size as you call them, and the larger ones, 5 to 15 pounders, are caught. Usually we bake the larger size using a bread dressing. And they want piling, or if there is a wreckage or somewheres, they will hang around these wreckages to eat the very small tender barnacles that are forming, and other little sea lifes that will form on this harder substance. Seldom do you find a sheephead on a sandy bottom.
Mm-hmm. There's a kind of fish in freshwater streams that when you turn it over, turn over a rock, say it's underneath, it's got claws, it swims away really fast, you know it?
In freshwater, no, I don't know. In saltwater, we have a toadfish that will go under rocks and in crab holes, particularly stone crabs will dig holes in oyster beds, and around piling, the toadfish will lay in wait. We do not eat those here, but from Fort Pierce south, the people love the tail end of the toadfish. They don't eat the from the belly part up. They say it's poison. Whether it is or not, I don't know. But the tail end, and he is a skin fish. He must be skinned. But it's a beautiful white meat, and it is a firm meat. And it was one of their favorites. I have eaten toadfish, boiled toadfish, just as a lark, and found it very good. We do not eat catfish here, and yet catfish are a delicacy. The freshwater cat, particularly the top fin or the channel cat, is considered much better than the regular cat. But for some reason, we're too lazy to skin them, I think, is the reason that